From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration wants to cut the top corporate tax rate from 35% to 28%. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that's part of a broader proposal designed to simplify the tax code.
The current corporate tax rate is one of the highest in the world, while the proposed rate of 28% is closer to the average for big industrial countries. In exchange for the lower overall rate, the administration wants to do away with dozens of targeted tax breaks for particular industries. At the same time, the White House wants to provide additional tax incentives to promote manufacturing. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says the proposal is designed to start a process that's bound to be long and contentious. The secretary plans to meet with congressional tax writers within the coming weeks. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is hailing the new African American History Museum as not just a record of tragedy, but a celebration of life. At the groundbreaking on the National Mall today, the president said it was on the grounds long ago that the pillars of democracy were built often by black hands. NPR's Allison Keyes says it was a moving event for a number of people.
I spoke a little bit earlier to 92-year-old Navy Signalman First Class Lorenzo Defoe. He said he is proud to be here today. The ship upon which he served is being featured in the museum here. It's the USS Mason. And he said he is so proud. He did not think that he was going to live long enough not only to see an African-American president, but to see a museum that would honor the contributions that African-Americans have made to this country.
NPR's Allison Keyes. After nearly 7 months, the trial of Egypt's ousted president Hosni Mubarak draws to a close today. Grant Clark reports Mubarak is charged with corruption and ordering the deaths of hundreds of protesters during last year's uprising.
Defense lawyers are making their closing arguments today in the controversial trial, which has been unfolding largely behind closed doors. Prosecutors claim Mubarak gave police shoot-to-kill orders and to use live ammunition against protesters whose demonstrations ended his 3 decades of rule a year ago. Mubarak could face the death penalty if found guilty, although any conviction is likely to be appealed. But there will be no verdict today. The former leader is on trial along with his 2 sons, Alaa and Gamal, as well as a former interior minister and several top police officials. Grant Clark, NPR News, Cairo.
Syrian activists are reporting helicopter gunships being used in northwestern Syria. In Homs, site of more than 2 weeks of shelling, residents estimate dozens more people have been killed today. Among them, 2 Western journalists, American Marie Colvin and French native Remy Oshlik. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 10 points at 12,956. This is NPR News. The death toll is rising in Argentina's worst train crash in decades. At least 49 people are dead, as many as 600 injured. Authorities say a crowded train slammed into the buffers at a Buenos Aires station during morning rush hour. Authorities are still pulling victims from the wreckage. Supporters of California's ban on same-sex marriage say they will appeal a ruling earlier this month by a federal appellate court that struck down Proposition 8. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports backers of the measure will ask a larger panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to review the ruling.
A 3-judge panel split 2-1, finding that Prop 8 is unconstitutional because it discriminates against a minority group for no compelling reason. But the sponsors of Prop 8 say that decision is out of step with other federal court rulings, and they are requesting an en banc hearing, in other words, before all of the judges of the Ninth Circuit. A majority of the judges on that panel would have to vote to grant the hearing. The appeal is expected to delay the possibility of the case going to the U.S. Supreme Court. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Federal charges are being brought against the former superintendent of West Virginia's Upper Big Ranch mine, site of the 2010 explosion that killed 29 men. Gary May is accused of conspiring to defraud the federal government. So far, May is the highest-ranking Massey Energy employee to face criminal charges in connection with the tragedy. Latest from Wall Street, Dow's down 9 points at 12,956 and trading now of about 2 billion shares. NASDAQ also off 8 points. It's at 2940, and the S&P 500 falling 2 points at 1360. This is NPR News.